Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as the countdown continues to the mayoral election, our colleagues over at Soundcheck are having a little fun with the whole process. They're inviting listeners to incorporate one of 13 clips of former New York City mayors into an original composition that you can submit to their Remix the Mayor challenge. So I am joined now by host John Schaefer, who can explain just what the Soundcheck team is looking for in your mayoral mixes. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you doing, Brian?
Good. So how does this work?
So we have these vast archives here at WNYC going back to Fiorello LaGuardia. So we've taken 13 of them from LaGuardia all the way up to Bloomberg and posted them online on our website, soundcheck.org. And what we're asking listeners to do is to take at least one of the samples, could be more, but at least one, and do whatever you like with it, you know, set it to a beat, add music to it. It has to be original content, though. And we're basically, you know, can be as long as short as you want, but we're basically saying our deadline is Sunday, September 29th. So go to soundcheck.org and download one or more of the sound clips and then send us your remix. And our judges for this are going to be Evan Gregory from the Gregory Brothers, who are best known for their Auto-Tune the News video series.
Bet, of course.
And Julie Klausner, the comedian and writer and host of How Was Your Week? A very famous podcast.
So here's an example of one of the 13 clips that you can sample for your composition. I think you'll recognize the voice.
There is something really, really very sad about you. You need help. You need somebody to help you. This excessive concern with little weasels is a sickness. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
One of the most famous moments of the Giuliani administration, where on his radio show, he got a call from somebody concerned about the fate of ferrets.
Ferret rules, right. Back in those days, he referred to ferret Americans as little weasels, which was politically incorrect. I liked this one. It's not maybe the most musical kind of turn of phrase, but I thought there was a lot to be mined here.
So we've got about a minute and 20-second clip of a mayoral remix. Did you do this one yourself?
I did this one, yeah.
Help. You need help. 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 You need little weasels to help you. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I'm really, really very sad about little weasels. That's my sickness. That's my sickness. There is something really, really very sad about my concern with little weasels.
So we'll keep this in the background as you get the idea. You changed it from your sickness to my sickness, didn't you?
I kind of thought, why not take the confrontational Giuliani and make him more of a confessional Giuliani, you know, a kinder, gentler Giuliani? He, you know, in the original clip, you heard him say, you need help. And he pops that P, and that becomes the rhythm of the track. And then I just layered a drum over the top of it, and voila.
Something really, really excessive about my need to help you. I'm sorry. That's my sickness. Help. That's my sickness. Help. Help.
All right. Let's hear another example of a clip that you all could work with to do your own mayoral remixes with the John Schaefer and Soundcheck team. This is, well, of course, you'll recognize the voice.
1988 will not be a year of boom and zoom. Neither will it be a year of doom and gloom. Instead, it will be the year of broom and groom.
What?
I have no idea what he is talking about there. But all those ooms, those brooms and grooms and dooms and zooms, I mean, somebody could have a lot of fun with that.
Right. And you provided samples, we should say, from almost all of the mayors, from Fiorello LaGuardia onwards, and even some of those who we might not always think of, who've lived in Gracie Mansion. Are you hoping that the project might revive some interest in, for example, Mayor William O'Dwyer or Vincent Impellitteri?
Some of those guys were really well-spoken. I mean, to hear Mayor O'Dwyer in the late 1940s talking about, of all things, a proposed Second Avenue subway, you know, he was a guy, you know, he spoke with passion and he was kind of, I mean, Koch sounds like a New Yorker. You know, he just sounds like a guy who grew up on the streets of the Lower East Side or something. Whereas O'Dwyer was a little more elegant in his presentation.
Now, we're going to play another of the remixes. Help me understand what we're going to listen here to.
Okay,
this is Fiorella LaGuardia.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to first hear Fiorella LaGuardia himself.
Let's see if we have that. I don't know if we have. Oh, we do. Okay, so this is the mayor. Is he talking about the lions outside the New York Public Library?
No, he's actually not talking at all. He's more singing, believe it or not.
Patience and fortitude, patience and fortitude, patience and fortitude, and things will come your way.
Bravo. That's fine. Thank you very much.
So patience and fortitude is part of his radio sign-off line.
And aren't they the names of the lions
they
outside the museum?
They are the library? Outside the New York Public Library. Given that, the author Alex Reed, who recently wrote the book Assimilate, A Critical History of Industrial Music, submitted to us a remix of that Fiorella LaGuardia clip under his nom de musique of Seeming. And this is his Patience and Fortitude remix.
So I'd say LaGuardia gets a little lost in that one.
Well, eventually Alex's own voice or voices take over. You can tell because it stops sounding quite so nasal. But Fiorella LaGuardia comes back towards the end. It's a fun remix, and that's the point, is to have some fun with, you know, these men, great and small, who led our fair city.
And this is the perfect intersection of Brian Lehrer Show listeners' obsessions and Soundcheck listeners' obsessions.
Because you get a chance. I mean, look, we're in the middle of remixing what's going on in Gracie Mansion right now, you know, in the middle of putting a new mayor into City Hall. So this is a chance to maybe go back and fix some things in the past, you know? Maybe Giuliani shouldn't have ranted about ferret laws like that. So you change it and you put a little beat to it.
We may have to launch a Brian Lehrer Show adjunct to this project where we remix de Blasio and Loda and Carry On and Jack Hittery and the other candidates.
Yeah. You know, I think actually Bill de Blasio, he strikes me as a guy who would be eminently remixable. So maybe next time around.
Neil in Manhattan has a reaction to this conversation. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Brian. I'm a big fan of the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's just funny to me that this comes on after what we just discussed about the way the internet affects the way we think and behave, because it's
not funny. There are no coincidences on this show. It's all programmed to be, you know, an euphoric intellectual mix of related events. And anyway, go ahead.
Of course, yeah. It's just it seems just sort of strange to me. Like, if people are on a serious, you know, people are in in public service are speaking and being put on the record. It just seems sort of arbitrary that we then take, you know, the archive of things that we have of them to just sort of like turn it into this like pastiche. It just seems sort of adolescent in the way that like people go online and take their TV shows and make like little remix animations of them.
It's just absolutely. And I'm glad you picked up on that connection, because it is like part of what we were talking about with Clive Thompson, which is how, you know, digital technology enables high-level amateurism.
Mm-hmm. And amateur, meaning literally for the love of it. You know, you do it not because it's going to change the world. It's not earth-shatteringly important. It's just fun. It's something that people like to do. It's a chance to express your own creativity using something else that's already out there as a kind of spark.
So in our last minute or so, let's go over the rules again. How can people use these clips to make their own remix of a mayoral quote? And what can they do? What can't they do?
The main rule is it has to be your own original content, and you need to use at least one of our mayoral samples. If you go to soundcheck.org, you can follow the instructions to download the clips that you want and to send us your remix. All the instructions are there. It can be as long or short as you like. Must use at least one of our samples, and the deadline is September 29th, and the remix the mayor judges are Evan Gregory from the Gregory Brothers and the podcast host and author Julie Klausner.
And then there's going to be one soundcheck extravaganza one night and online where you play all of these? Or?
Well, we'll at least play some of them and, of course, our winner.
And then when we do our election night special in November, maybe this will be our soundtrack to it.
Sounds good.
John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck. There's another way to have fun, folks. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.